Now, the Saudi-led invasion of Yemen rages on as warplanes keep targeting various parts of the country for the 16th consecutive day. Now, the latest airstrikes hit the country's Air Force headquarters near the Sana'a airport. Meanwhile, local sources say that rockets fired from Egyptian warships off Yemen's coast caused material damage in the southern port city of Aden. Now, earlier, Ansarullah fighters and allied forces managed to purge al-Qaeda militants and supporters of the fugitive former president from the city of Attaq in the Shabwa province. Yemeni media says at least 445 people have been killed in over 2 weeks of Saudi-led airstrikes throughout the country. The majority of casualties have been women and children. Now, the World Health Organization says over 640 people have been killed in both air raids and clashes throughout Yemen since March 19th. And as Saudi Arabia continues its bloody campaign against Yemen, some observers say that Riyadh aims to totally destroy its Arab neighbor.
One of the goals of the Saudi Arabians anyway is to essentially reduce the country to ruination. In a really ruined country, is a country of anarchy. And I guess the assumption is that if you can't control it, you then just, you know, create the kind of situation where they just kill each other within their borders and don't really bother you very much at all. I mean, this is a policy, this policy of destroying countries is actually a policy that the Americans play with sometimes as well. So maybe the Saudis are taking a page out of the American book here.